Here's another edition of the BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
Welcome. This is BayCare Health Chat. I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're discussing this year's flu season. Joining me is Dr. Akwadili Opaleke. He's a family medicine physician with BayCare. Dr. Opaleke, I'm so glad to have you join us. Let's just start by asking you, how would you characterize this year's flu season? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of flu. You know, I just had like five this week alone. We're in February, so it's still rearing. It's still going up and still getting worse. So hopefully, you know, it'll taper off. But right now, I think we're still in the thick of it.
Well, if we're still in the thick of it, should we still be vaccinated at this point? As you said, it's February, and is it still go on through April, May? When do you say, okay, now you don't really have to get vaccinated for it at this point?
And so that kind of varies per year, but that is a good question. So usually we say start getting your flu shot at the end of October, but you could still get your flu shot all the way up until May. That's usually when it starts tapering off completely.
And what about for children too young to get the vaccine? What do you want parents to know about that at this point, and what can they do to help keep their kids safe?
Well, that's actually a really important question. So a lot of our pediatricians, the family medicine doctors, we see a lot of people who are under 6 months, and we have to tell the family that everyone around that newborn, the child under 6 months, everyone needs to be vaccinated around them, because any kid who's under 6 months who's unvaccinated is at huge risk for huge problems. So basically like death, pneumonia, things like that. So it's pretty serious. So making sure that you're just keeping the baby out of different places at public areas, that's another important thing. Make sure you're washing your hands before you're touching the baby, having just people who are around the baby who are not sick. That's going to be a huge thing.
And before I ask you about the vaccination themselves, Dr. O, let's hit the elephant in the room for a second. With coronavirus out there, and people are a little afraid of that, can you just explain for us the difference between corona and the flu and why we should be more concerned about the flu? Because it is certainly more rampant.
So, you know, with the coronavirus, that is the elephant in the room right now. It's all over the news. But, you know, the amount of people who get the flu, influenza, each year in the U.S. is, from 2010, has been between 9 million and like to 49 million for the CDC. So, I mean, that's a lot more than what we're seeing in the thousands with the coronavirus. So, I mean, the flu kills more people per year than the coronavirus has, but because it's being on the news, it's in our face a lot, everyone's scared. But the flu is the more serious threat right now, for sure.
So people have questions about the vaccination. Can you tell us a little bit about how these vaccines are made? Do they look to the previous years, you know, strains of the virus? Do they look at what other countries have seen? How do they come up with it every year?
Yeah, so the CDC looks at each year, what happens at last year, which ones were seen more active, and they kind of make a calculation and kind of an educated scientific guess with seeing what goes up and the trends every single year. So they can usually see, okay, you know what, next year is going to be more of this type of virus. So we usually protect more for that. But the flu virus is unpredictable. Just like having coronavirus was unpredicted this year, different viruses can peak at different years. So they usually do the best they can, and that's how they go.
Have we reached the peak yet?
So it does usually peak in December, and so it goes away again in January, it's a little bit less, and then February, it peaks again. So now we are actually in another peak of the flu season right now. So we just have to wait it out until we get to March. It usually goes down again.
And is there anything changed about this year's vaccine? I know for a little while then they weren't doing the mist, and now they are again. Oh, tell us a little bit about this year's vaccine and what parents can expect. Tell us a little about the difference between the types of vaccines available.
So there is the flu shot and the mist. In the mist, they've left it to where it's not the best thing anymore. It hasn't been shown to be more effective than the vaccine shots, and the vaccine shots have, you know, been well tolerated more so. So with the flu shot, what they do is they look to see which viruses are going to be more rampant in the year, And they usually will do a combination of either a trivalent or quadrivalent vaccine, which means that either they will cover for three types of that influenza virus or four. This year, they have gone with the four to cover more. And that usually covers the different types of influenza, because there's A and B. And then there's A has subtypes. So with the quadrivalent, they have two of the subtypes of that. And they also have B. They have two different B viruses that are being covered with this year's vaccination. So yeah, the vaccination is the one to go to. Most people will give you the vaccination and offer that one. The mist has kind of gone away in favor. It still is given, but the vaccination is better.
It was one I never really wanted my kids to get as much, just because I don't think it looks as comfortable as getting those tiny little shots. I mean, they really don't hurt. Can you get the flu if you've been vaccinated? Tell us a little bit about what people could expect if they did get the flu.
So one of my biggest things I have to go through every single time I offer the flu is, hey, doc, am I going to get the flu from the flu vaccine? And you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine, especially with the flu shot, because it's made in a way that the flu virus is inactive. It's killed, basically. And so it's not infectious. It can't cause it that way. And the other way they do is they use a single gene from the flu virus as opposed to like the full virus. And that usually is just used to produce an immune response without causing infection. So you can't get the flu virus from it, but you can build up immune response next time it comes. Another question people usually say is, can I get the flu even though I got it, the flu vaccination? Yes, you can, for multiple reasons. One, it takes 2 weeks for that flu vaccination to start working. So once you get it, you can still get the flu from someone else, like a coworker or some other person around you. And if you still get the flu virus, it can also be another strain that's not covered with the quadrivalent vaccination. So it could be another flu virus that's kind of not that big, it was on the radar and came out of nowhere. So that's why you can still get the flu with that. But per the studies, they've shown that even if you get the flu vaccination and you get the flu, you usually will get a less severe form of that flu that year.
Well, so that is very encouraging for listeners to hear what you just said. So if you do get the flu, Dr. O, how long are you contagious? Tell us a little bit about, if you do suspect that you have the flu, what should you do? Can we still get Tamiflu? How long are we contagious? What do you want us to know about the flu itself?
Yeah, so you are usually still contagious until 24 hours after your fever has broke, and that's without using medication. So if you're using medications to keep your fever down, you're probably still contagious. The reason why flu and even other viruses keep going on is people still go to work, they want to take PTO off, and they're like, oh, I'm fine, and that usually spreads it even further. So more people pass it on, that person passed on their family, that person passed it on to that family. So you want to make sure that you at least have had a 24 hours without having any fevers. And that's usually the best thing to do, to make sure you're not going to pass it on that way. But if you do feel like you have the flu, go see your doctor within 48 hours, because that's when you can get Tamiflu. Or there's other antiviral medications you can use, but Tamiflu is the one of the most popular ones, even though the FDA has approved another one, Xofluza, that you can take as a single pill instead. So there's also that.
Before we wrap up, Dr. Owen, it's so important, as you say, for us to hear this information really all year round. What would you like listeners to know about the flu, about the fact that it's not too late to get our vaccinations? Really, what would you like us to know?
So the main thing I want people to know is that influenza is very, very serious. You know, every year, a lot of misinformation sent out on social media, on the news. I think it's really important for us to have frank conversations with our doctors and just kind of ask questions you ask your friends. They've gone to school for this, so they are qualified to answer your questions, and they're happy usually to give you the information about it. Influenza is the most dangerous between babies, children, pregnant ladies, your elderly, and people with chronic health conditions. We want to protect as much people from getting the virus, and we want to especially protect the people who are most likely to get the complications from the flu. which can include pneumonias and even death. So the main thing I want everyone to know is that the flu vaccine cannot cause flu. Huge thing, huge. I always get asked that. And that, you know, we have treatments for it within 48 hours. And that we're all the doctors here. We're always trying to help you and try to give you information. So please come and ask us. And even on a day you don't have the flu, ask us about it.
What a great point and great information. Dr. O, thank you so much for joining us today and really spelling it out for us. And that concludes this episode of BayCare Health Chat. Please visit our website at baycare.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please also remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other BayCare podcasts. For more health tips just like this and updates, please follow us on your social channels. I'm Melanie Cole.